After strolling about for a few hours, Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins were starting to feel a little tired. Suddenly, they walked past an art gallery where an Aboriginal painting had caught their attention. Consequently, they have decided to enter the gallery so that they can get more information about this artifact.
Good morning and welcome. My name is Mrs. Barando. I'm the owner of the gallery. You seem quite interested in that painting over there.
Actually, we're saying that we find it very enjoyable to watch and at the same time quite powerful, even if I wouldn't be able to say why.
I agree with you, but as far as I'm concerned, I love its colours. These yellow, ochre, brownish and red colours remind me of the different hues we enjoyed in South Africa.
I'm glad you find it appealing. This is a painting dating back to 1977. What do you know about Indigenous Australian painting?
To be honest with you, we don't know much about it. I would say we like it for aesthetic reasons. We simply find it beautiful, with all its vibrant colours and attractive patterns.
Well, these colours are typical of the inland Australian landscape. But for you to be able to fully appreciate Aboriginal painting, you have to know a few things. First, for tens of thousands of years, Aboriginal painting was performed on bodies, barks, and rocks. It was not until the 1930s that the first paintings on canvas were made. Anyway, traditionally, you have to understand what the Indigenous Australians paint to tell a story and to relate to their land, mainly desert landscapes. What I am trying to explain here is that all the patterns you can see are made up of lines, dots, and other visual elements that are symbols that convey meaning and that are essential in order to tell a story. For example, if you look at the painting you like, it tells you about an itinerary, a chase hunt involving two men, a kangaroo, and an emu. There are animal tracks everywhere. And what you see here is the symbol of a shield. And that one there is...
a boomerang! Fantastic!
Right! And can you see this symbol here? It says it rained at some point, and that element there indicates that the hunters eventually got together. Please note that, in this painting, the dots show the route taken by the hunters, but in some more recent paintings, dots are used to hide the secret meanings of sacred visual elements. In doing so, the painters protect their people and culture from the marketplace.
Amazing! We simply loved the colours, but we were far from imagining the story told by this painting. How did you get to know all this?
Well, to make a long story short, several decades ago I met and married a young Indigenous Australian from the Wiradjuri people in central New South Wales. He had come to Sydney to study law, and he was among the first ones of his tribe to be allowed to do so. After getting married in 1974, he brought me to his birthplace so that we could perform a traditional wedding ceremony. That was when I was first able to meet his family, know more about his culture, and when I was introduced to Aboriginal rock painting. Before that trip, I had read an article about Geoffrey Barden, a school teacher who had been working with Aboriginal children near Alice Springs a few years before. He had noticed that while men were telling stories, they would draw symbols in the sand. At that point, Barden encouraged them to paint the stories onto canvas and boards. That's how the famous Aboriginal art movement began.
Is that how and why you opened this gallery?
Yes, it is. But you can't even imagine what I had to go through to be able to sell Aboriginal paintings. After hearing about Geoffrey Barden, I knew that helping the Wiradjuri traditional painters shift from natural media to canvas was a good way to have them gain financial independence. However, when I told my husband about it, he made me understand that it wouldn't be so easy. I still don't know why today, but I had to give it a try since it was very likely to work.
What could be the problem? From what I understand, that sounds like a win-win situation. On the one hand, the traditional painters were able to work as artists, which means They wouldn't have any employers and would make a living out of it. On the other hand, you would become their authorised art dealer.
Well, actually, it wasn't a piece of cake. At first, I was in dire straits and was becoming sour. My husband explained to me that the painters are not allowed to paint the stories that they haven't inherited from the previous generation. In such a situation, they have to get permission so as to be able to paint them. Before talking the painters into using canvas so that they could sell their work, I had to address the elders of the clan to make sure there would not be any problems. After our conversation, they allowed me to talk to the painters in order to sell their artistic work. This is how I became an art dealer specialised in Aboriginal traditional visual art and the owner of one of Sydney's most prominent art galleries. And since then, I have had to hire 6 employees, since there have been more and more buyers willing to invest in this art form.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your stunning personal experience, Mrs. Birandu.
Yes, we are very grateful to you. And your analysis of the painting in the shop window confirms that we had initially made the right choice, even though we were not aware of its symbolism and message. By the way, if the little sticker underneath the painting displays the price of this awesome piece of art, we won't ask you to lower the price. This is more than a tempting buy to us.